So this critique examines a plain language guide detailing the functions, materials, and standards of DIN rails for electrical panel builders. A key theme running through this material seems to be demystifying electrical assembly, but let's dive right into how we can sharpen its impact.
Yeah, let's get into it. I mean, the rigid integration of formal IEC standard references directly conflicts with the piece's promise of a plain language guide.
Right, because they really are aiming for that accessible, everyday tone.
Exactly. The weakness here is that leading every single section with technical citations, like IEC 6715 and IEC 61439, it just disrupts the conversational flow and bogs down the practical mechanical focus intended for everyday panel builders.
Okay, so what I really like about this part is the clear mechanical explanation. But are these standards acting like a speed bump for a reader who just wants to build a panel?
Oh, completely. My suggestion is to relocate the technical standard citations away from the section headers to maintain the accessible tone, maybe weaving them in organically or just moving them to an appendix.
So you're saying just pull them out of the main reading path entirely?
Well, that makes sense, but could the evidence also support a different conclusion, like moving the IEC 61439 reference from the top of What Does a DIN Rail Do down to a footnote? This allows the text to start immediately with the relatable problem of drilled mounting holes.
Ah, gotcha. It feels like explaining a car's chassis, but stopping to describe a boat propeller right before a dedicated chapter on boats just totally throws you off.
Yeah, that is a great way to put it. And just as the standard citations interrupt the reader's practical journey, the premature introduction of current carrying materials disrupts the logical progression of the guide's core definitions.
You mean the part about the copper rails?
Yes, exactly. The placement of the copper rail discussion in the materials section preempts and dilutes the crucial distinction between mounting rails and bus bars. Explaining that copper acts as a bus bar under the general What Are DIN Rails Made Of section steals the impact of the immediately following DIN rail versus bus bar section.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it kind of ruins the reveal for that next section. And there was also that exposed draft note, right?
Oh, man, yeah. An exposed draft note reading bracket verify bracket any current rating claim. Leaving that in there completely breaks reader trust.
Right, because nobody wants to see the rough scaffolding in a finished guide. So how do we fix that flow?
I would say consolidate all mentions of current carrying components and copper into the dedicated bus bar comparison section to create one definitive high contrast clarification.
So we just leave the steel and aluminum in the general materials part?
Exactly.
Is there a risk that focusing solely on materials first might overlook the functional narrative? Well, by removing copper from the general materials list, leaving just steel and aluminum, you can introduce copper natively in the DIN rail versus bus bar section.
Wait, what about that bracketed verify note?
Oh, right. You can permanently resolve the bracketed verify text by explicitly stating in the text that grounding limits rely entirely on terminal manufacturer data. Nice. So it takes the pressure off the author to provide a universal rating. So to maximize this guide's impact, the writer needs to align the tone with the panel builder audience by shifting IEC standard citations to footnotes and streamline the structure by moving copper material discussions into the bus bar section to ensure clear functional distinctions.
Yeah, that pretty much covers the big structural shifts they need to make. It'll read so much smoother.
Definitely. We invite you to implement these structural shifts and submit the revised guide back to us for another critique.